Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women out there. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 17th. That's right. We've got about a week and a half left before Thanksgiving. And as always, of course, it is my joy and my goal and privilege to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, all of this month, our theme for November has been personal power. And of course, I started the month off with asking what I would consider one of the most important questions that you need to address for yourself, which is, who has your power? Because so often, a lot of the times we want to do things, we want to feel accomplished, we want to pursue our purpose, our passion, our goals, our dreams, but we are not able to do it as effectively. And of course, we have like this big question mark of why? Why is it that I can't do these things? And so as a result, you need to understand that oftentimes you have given up your power. You've given up your power to do the things that you were literally pre-installed to do by God. And so you need to understand that it's time for all of us to reclaim our personal power. And I want you to know, I received several encouraging emails from all of you who are longtime listeners. I want to thank you for your encouragement. I want to thank you for your love, your support. And many of you have even emailed me saying that you prayed for me, that I'll continue on with the show. So I am just so excited that I have women out there who are not just listening to the show, but you're getting what I'm saying. A lot of the times, all of the things that I'm sharing with you, you know, have been tried, tested, been there, done that type things that I have personally experienced and gone through. And you know what? I'm one of those women. I am wanting to become transparent more and more every day. I want my authentic self to come out and shine bright. And I want to be able to bless all of you who listen to the show. I want to be able to bless you with information that you will be able to put to use. And that's what Successful Woman is all about. Listen, tomorrow is never promised to any of us, but the one thing that you must understand is that God expects every day for you to pursue your passion, to pursue your purpose, to be successful. Of course, he didn't create anything that he was wanting to be a failure. So, of course, we were all pre-installed with the abilities to be successful, to be wealthy, and, of course, not to be afraid of money, right? And so that's what this month is all about. It is about you, literally, reclaiming your personal power. And I'm here to let you know that if you think that you have never given up your personal power, well, you might as well just think again, because all of us as human beings on this earth, as women, we have all at some time or another given up our personal power, okay? And so you need to understand something. There is a difference. There is a huge difference between empowering someone, which is transferring some of your power or transferring some of your knowledge, and giving up your power. Okay, giving up your power literally means that for whatever reason, your abilities to control a particular situation, whether it's a dream or a goal or what have you, whatever it is, you have consciously or subconsciously given up that power. You have given up that control. And that is definitely not what we want you to do. Now, you know, for those of you that might be new to the show, you know, I have been sharing examples each Monday in November of, you know, what is giving up personal power? Well, let me just read these things to you quickly, and maybe you'll have some aha moments and say, you know, perhaps. So for every day that you say you can't do something or complain about not having enough resources to do something, guess what? You're giving up your personal power. You know, for every day that you might allow someone to tell you you can't do something or make negative comments or put yourself around those naysayers, you are giving up your personal power. For every day you dream about doing something more, but you hold yourself back with what we call justified excuses, guess what? You're giving up your personal power. For every day, ladies, that you are not tapping into your true potential and taking action on your dreams and goals, you're giving up your personal power. So you say, Trina, who am I giving my personal power to? I don't recall giving my personal power to anyone. Well, guess what? You might be giving it up to people that you don't even know, okay? You could be giving it up to the environment. You could be giving it up to the universe. You could just be putting it out there and just allowing life to control you whichever way the wind blows. Either way, a lot of people give up their personal power every single day, and I'm here to tell you that it's something as women that I think we sometimes seem to have an extra portion of, and we've just got to stop it, okay? We've got to stop all of the stinking thinking. We've got to stop all of the negative self-talk. We've got to stop putting ourselves in environments that are no good for us. Hey, what about we've got to stop being in relationships, okay, that are not productive, that are not good for us and only bring us down? And what's most important is that we have got to start, okay, taking action on the things that are most important to us. You know, one of the things that I put out on our Facebook post on the Women About Biz fan page yesterday was that it is so important to love yourself. I hear a lot of women talking about the fact that they want to bless a lot of people. You know, they want to bless children in Africa, and one day when they get the money, they're going to be able to do that. I hear a lot of women talking about all of the great things that they want to do to bless other people, and I just want to commend those women for doing that. But there is a big but. I want to just share something with you that's so very, very important. And what I want to share is the fact that you need to understand that you can't bless anyone in certain ways until you are able to bless yourself. That's right. You heard it here. And it's important that you understand what I am talking about, okay? Yes, we can pray for people. We can give people what we have now. But bigger blessings to people, such as monetary and financial, and being able to impact in the way that many of us would like to do, it requires that we first are able to bless ourselves in order to bless others. What am I talking about? Well, let's look at an example of that. Let's just look at an example. If you want to, you know, contribute $100,000. In Africa, let's say Uganda, in order for a village to build water wells, to have running water that's going to allow them to create vegetation, to have quality drinking water. Well, you may not have that $100,000. Now, we can, of course, we can contribute 10 to the pot of someone who is collecting donations, yes. But what if you wanted to personally do it? Well, in order to give that $100,000, you really have to have that, right? And if you don't have that, then it really lies dormant as a dream of something that you want to do. So in order to give that $100,000, guess what? You've got it. You've got to be able to make it. You've got to be able to bring in that type of income and more. You see, when you help yourself, when you pursue your business dreams and goals, when you realize that although I'm blessed with this 9-to-5, there are other things that I would like to pursue as well that are going to bring in additional income. When you do that, okay, which is so very, very important. then what you're going to learn is that as you begin to make money, you're going to be able to bless people in different ways. So while it's a wonderful thing to bless a lot of different people, in many ways, whether you're praying for them, whether you, just buying them a loaf of bread, or, you know, just treating them out to dinner, which are all wonderful blessings, you also can bless in larger ways as well when you are able to pursue your business goals, your business dreams, and make things happen for yourself. But not only that, because I want to just back it back down a little bit. And just, again, I want to talk a little bit about something that's very important about this blessing business. And that is, you can't even bless other people, period, when you are lacking yourself. And that's one of the biggest lessons that I have learned as a human being. It's very difficult to bless someone else when you are lacking and when you are in need yourself. And so I want to remind you that the greatest thing that you can do, okay, to bless the lives of others is to love yourself first. And, you know, Jesus shared this very thing in reminding us that the second greatest commandment is to love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, what does that mean? It means that God has already pre-installed within us the ability to love ourselves, right? And even when we get on the airplane, what do they tell us to do first? They tell us that you've got to put that air mask on first. Why is that? Because you might give out of air and faint yourself before you can even help the other person. And so that is why it's so important as women that we all understand the importance of loving ourselves. And, you know, loving ourselves can be in so many different things, okay? It can be in so many different things. You can simply love yourself by taking a walk in the park because the job that you have is sedentary and that's not helping your health, but making a commitment to get up every day and walk in the park is important to you. How about the fact that you can love yourself simply by taking action on your dreams and on your goals, which is so very, very important. So I want to just remind all of you that loving yourself is okay. And somewhere along the line, a lot of women say that they love themselves, but oftentimes the action is not justifying the words, okay? And so we need to be careful about saying that we love ourselves because it's really easy to say, I love me. But to love yourself is to take action and is to take care of yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically, okay? And so all three of those things need to be definitely taken care of as you love yourself. So reclaiming your personal power is so much larger than what most people think. Because it's not just about, doggone it, I'm going to do everything that I want to do and nobody's going to stop me. It has a lot to do with loving yourself. And it has a lot to do with realizing that a lot of the reclaiming your personal power has to also do with the fact that you might have been, you know, releasing your power just to the universe, just releasing it to the everyday life itself and allowing, again, your life to blow with the wind, not really taking control of what it is that you want to do in life. So this personal power thing is very real, and I'm so excited about it because I have had many experiences in my life. You know, I've failed in business before. I've been a millionaire before. I have, you know, been in poor relationships. I've done all of those things that a lot of us, if you live long enough, might or might not experience, but I've done enough of those things to know that it's not good for you. I've experienced success in business. I've experienced success and am experiencing success financially. And so it is my responsibility, and I think it's all of our responsibilities, that as we learn about the principles of life, that we share those principles of life and that we not hold it to ourselves, but that we all are able to be blessed from what we learn from one another. And that's what empowering one another is about. So as I said earlier, giving up your personal power and empowering are two different things, because when you empower, you actually transfer knowledge and information to someone and you empower them. But when you give it up, oftentimes you don't even know you're giving it up. So today we're going to talk about a topic that's personal and dear to me, because not only have I gone through it, but I have helped a lot of people to rid themselves from it. And I'm talking about no other than procrastination. We're going to be talking about the topic procrastinate no more. In order to reclaim your personal power and move forward with your dreams and goals, it's so important to look in the mirror and address issues that can be causing negative reactions. So today, I'll be sharing what procrastination really is and ways that you can rid yourself of the wrong type of procrastination, because there are many forms, and so you're going to learn that today. You know, many women, again, wonder why they can't seem to accomplish their dreams and goals, you know, why they keep revisiting that same spot every time. And so as you know by now, it's because of the personal power being given up, but a lot of it has to do also with the fact that you've given up that personal power to procrastination. And all of us have procrastinated at some time or another, and it has wreaked havoc on our lives or wreaked havoc for a temporary time, okay? So today is time for you to have your breakthrough, your aha moment on what you need to do to be reclaiming your personal power. I have some great e-prizes today that I know you're going to love, and I want to just call your attention now that individuals who won an e-prize last week or the week before for the month of November, you're not eligible for this week's e-prize, okay? We're wanting to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to press star one and be able to win those prizes. So later on in the show, I am going to be giving away two wonderful prizes. The first prize that I'm going to be giving away is I'm going to be giving away five prizes available for List Building 101. This is the ebook that I wrote. As you know, I pride myself, it's actually become a wonderful hobby, of really understanding how the internet works. How do you actually attract people to you online that you don't know in order to purchase for them to purchase something that you are selling, a product or a service? Well, it all begins with list building. So whether you have a online business or you need to better understand the techniques of attracting those visitors to your site to subscribe to your mailing list, this is a wonderful PDF report that will help you. And again, that's List Building 101. So we're going to give away five prizes of that. And then we have a wonderful grand e-prize for you today. And we only have one e-prize available. So I will be giving that out again today as well. And that is 50% off of your entire order with Vista Print. Now, this is really a big prize because if you have been wanting to get business cards and brochures and some things done and your budget's been kind of tight, then this is totally going to help you, okay? You must use it, though, before November the 20th. So what I'm going to be doing is giving you, I'll be emailing you an actual promotional code for you to be able to get that 50% off. So this is going to be a really big help to someone. So what I ask is for that person who, you know, you really have been needing that financial help and getting some marketing materials, and it would really help you if you could have 50% off of your order, then this is going to be a big thing for you. Now, remember, you must be able to use this particular e-prize before or by November the 20th. So that's only in a few days, so that means you got to be able to purchase it, right? But these are the e-prizes for today, and again, I'm going to be giving them out. So, for example, for the ebook List Building 101, if you have won an ebook already this month, you will not be eligible to win List Building 101. However, if you would like to go after the 50% off of your entire order prize with Vista Print, then it's fine for you to go ahead and press star one when I announce that. So these are going to be two separate times during the show that I will be announcing these particular prizes, okay? And I want to thank everybody who have been participating in our e-prizes and pressing that star one. And I've received comments from many of you already saying that you've been reading the books that you won, Attract Money Now, The Power of Follow-Up. So again, I'm excited. If you have already read those books, if you've already read the ebook that I wrote, The Power of Follow-Up, I would love for you to give me a testimonial of what you have learned so far as you have gone through them. And you can send that testimonial to info@successfulwomanradio.com, info@successfulwomanradio.com, and all you need to do in the subject line is put testimonial, okay? Also on the show today, I am going to cover the four questions to give you clarity. I will be covering that in just a moment or two. And then, of course, the excerpt from the wonderful book that I've been reading from all this month, Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell, such an excellent writer. And again, this book is just chock full of nuggets, golden nuggets that I know anyone can glean from, can get something from. Well, I read chapter four, How Do I Get There From Here, on last week, and I read part one of that. And so today I'm going to be sharing part two of that particular chapter. Again, how do I get there from here? And I will be basically talking about, again, defining your goals. You know, he gave us some really good information about that, and I want to just go over that because I know that it's going to help many of you. And so we're going to be talking and about that, and I'm going to be reading that excerpt for you in just a few minutes. Also, I want to go ahead right now and just remind all of you that if you are in or around the Metro Atlanta area, please make sure you mark your calendar for Saturday, December 6th, for our Women's Holiday Extravaganza. Again, this is an awesome, awesome four-in-one event. And four-in-one means there's the Wise Women's Luncheon. I'm so excited about that. We actually have three very successful businesswomen who not only are successful in their businesses, but they are successful in giving to other women. We have Dr. Jolanda Clark. She's a physician, an entrepreneur, a speaker. We have Chloe Taylor Brown, a renowned coach that lives here in the Metro Atlanta area, but she coaches internationally. She's an entrepreneur, a speaker, a radio host, an author, and she is also a fashion model that was well known on the cover of magazines. And so she has just transformed her life, and that's what she does. She's a wonderful lifestyle coach. And then we have Angel Nowlin. Angel is just such a sweet person. I met her. I love her bubbly personality, and she's a keep it real person. And of course, she is an entrepreneur, and she owns insurance agencies here in the metro area. Three successful women that you are definitely going to want to hear and glean from their wisdom. The three women will represent more than 50 plus years of wisdom, of knowledge, of information. And when you can glean from the answers that people are answering, you know, in an interview session, wow, you can learn so much. One answer can help you to catapult your life or your business. And so that's why the Wise Women's Luncheon has been so popular during this time of the year at this event. And then, of course, we have many business seminars going on. Very excited about that. We also have the Women's Holiday Expo, so it's a great time to come out and support women-owned vendors. You know, they need our support. They need to understand and know that we as women understand their plight, and we, you know, if we're going to be buying gifts for the holiday, why not support women-owned companies, which is so very, very important. And then we're going to be having I think we're going to do 3 or 4 sessions of power networking. So this is structured power networking where you're going to come into a room and we're actually going to do power networking rounds where you'll be able to exchange business cards. And so this is just such a wonderful event. And I would consider it probably one of the most successful events at the end of the year, December, for business women, because we're going to laugh, we're going to cry, we're going to talk, we're going to share, we're going to have our aha moments, and we're going to have fun at the same time. So the Holiday Extravaganza is definitely a beautiful event. Now, the cost is not very expensive at all. Guess what? It's only $39 for the whole entire day, and that includes your lunch and the Wise Women's Luncheon. So you definitely need to go ahead and register. Now, there are only, and I've had people to call, we did release just a few more seats. There are only 50 seats available for the actual luncheon itself. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't come to the rest of the day, but you want to be in the luncheon. You definitely want to be in that. And I wanted to say that we only have a few seats left. So if you are interested in being a part of the Wise Women's Luncheon as well as all of the other activities that are going on, you definitely need to go ahead today and register for the Holiday Extravaganza. Now, to get to that information, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, all you need to do is hold your mouse over events, and in the drop-down menu, choose Holiday Extravaganza, and you'll be able to clearly see all of the information that's available for you. I've had people to ask me if vendor tables are still available. We only have just a few left, and when I say a few, maybe somewhere between 3 and 5. Tables left. So that you must hurry on as well. So again, I'm very, very excited about this event simply because it's wonderful when women can get together and be themselves and truly experience us loving one another in such a wonderful environment and sharing and caring enough that we are empowering one another with knowledge and information as well as learning information that day. So again, I want to encourage you. Some of the individuals that we have speaking at the Holiday Extravaganza, I want to just tell you and share with you about those individuals as well. I will be speaking, and I will be talking about I Believe in the Power of Me. Chloe Taylor Brown, who is one of our Wise Women panelists, is also going to be talking about A Woman's Excellence, Energy, and Pep. And then we have someone very special that I recently met and just really love her spirit, Dr. LeAngela Moses. She is going to be talking on You Can Have It All, But Transformation is Required. Is that not an incredible topic or what? And we have a few other mini business seminars that will be going on. Now, one of the biggest things that we do every year for those of you who attend the Wise Women's Luncheon, in other words, you come to the whole event, is that you are going to receive the 2015 Strategic Planning Guide. I have really worked hard to make this a very special guide, a step-by-step on how to develop your strategy for 2015, and I have just included a wonderful bonus section all on social media, which is so important because I don't think anybody can do without social media and marketing themselves on the internet these days. I mean, it has become not just something that you can make a choice on, but it's become a standard. So I will be providing all of that information to you in, again, the 2015 Strategic Planning Guide, and I'm so excited. So again, ladies, make sure that you go ahead and register. And if you're out of town, if you're in or around the Metro Atlanta area or the state of Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, D.C., Maryland, Tennessee, Alabama people, you better get on down here because we want to connect with you. We want to meet you. And so, of course, we've got a lot of people coming from out of town. I'm just so very, very excited. So, again, this is a very special event. Enough about that. I want to go ahead and go right into asking you the 4 questions that can give you clarity. Again, 4 questions that can give you clarity because it's so important. Here's question number 1. Are the activities on your calendar supporting the goals that you want to accomplish for the week? Again, are the activities on your calendar supporting the goals that you want to accomplish for the week? And it's simple. If you say that you want to accomplish something by Friday, then today is Monday, then you need to be taking a look at your calendar and making sure that the appointments and the activities and the to-do items that you have listed are in some way contributing to what it is you want to see and results at the end of the week. This is something as women that we have a problem with. You know, we will pack our calendars and we will feel somewhat accomplished simply because our calendars are packed and it makes us feel like, hey, look, I've got it going on. I've got all these things listed here. But the funny thing is by the end of the week, not one thing that you wanted to accomplish by that Friday is done. And yet you feel like you've been so busy. Well, it's simple. You had the wrong activities on your calendar. You were doing the wrong thing. And so, again, I want to caution all of you who are listening how important it is on every Sunday evening, right? Space out that time. It could be before you go to bed. Don't be sleepy, though. Or it could be around the 7 or 8 o'clock hour. That's when I do mine, where you're going to take that 45 minutes to an hour, and you're going to sit down and you're going to do three things. Number one, you're going to focus on the goals that you would like to see happening by Friday. Number two, you are going to list the activities that actually support the goals that you want to see happen by Friday. And then you're going to, three, plot them in your calendar or make sure that they have already been plotted. You also want to take a look at what you already have in your calendar and adjust it and look at whether or not you need to keep those calendar items on the calendar, okay? Sometimes you may have to push some things around. You may have to reschedule. You may have to cancel some appointments. The big thing is do not think that you're going to accomplish some type of weekly goal if you don't have activities to support them, okay? Here's number two. What clients or prospects do you need to follow up with this week? Okay, this is a biggie because most business women, they say that they have a follow-up system, but all I know is every time I ask a client who says they have a follow-up system, all the time I ask, okay, can you email it to me? Can you show it to me? Or can you just share it with me? And, of course, you got it. They can't. So here's the thing. Follow-up systems are very, very important because really follow-up, that's, of course, where all of the money really is. It's in the follow-up. So you really need to make sure that you have a system, a way that you connect with your clients or your prospects or new individuals, okay? From the time you talk with someone to the close of the sale, you need to know what happens in between. And all of that is usually something to do with follow-up. Here's number three. What are my sales goals for this week? That's a big one, huh? As I've shared before, this is really a sub-question of a much larger question that should have been done at the beginning of the year, which is, what are my annual sales goals? Because whatever your annual sales goals are, then that can be broken down into quarter, and the quarters can be broken down into months, and the months into weeks, which gives you clarity on what you're trying to accomplish, okay? So stay tuned, because for next year, you should be setting your annual goals of the amount of money that you want to make. And I'm not talking about some unrealistic figure, but something that you really feel that you can go after, okay? Number four, well, as you know, this is my favorite one, ladies. How much is in my business checking account? You do have one, right? If you don't, shame on you, because you should be keeping your business money and your personal monies separately, okay? But your business checking, whether you have money in it and you're happy with the amount or whether you're not happy with the amount, it should be doing two things, one of two things. Number one, you should be enhancing what you did to get the money that you have in there if you're happy with what you have in there. But if you're not so happy with what's in there, or let's just say you're not satisfied with the amount that's in there, then that should be encouraging you to get off your behind and do what you need to do to get that money, to do more of something positive to bring in and generate a larger revenue stream, right? very important. So keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see is what it's all about, ladies, on this journey of business. And I'm here to tell you that these four questions are something that I came up with to help myself when I saw that certain things weren't happening like I wanted to this year. And I said, okay, I need to narrow in. I need better clarity. And when it started working for me, I said, I've got to share this with my Successful Woman Radio listeners, because I know that it will help them too. If it helped me, I know that it will definitely help you. It's 12:34 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I am Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to welcome everybody on the show. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and ask for those of you who are interested in winning your copy of the ebook List Building 101. Again, List Building 101, please go ahead and press *1 on your cell phone or your landline now. Please go ahead and press 1 on your cell phone or your landline now. This book is a wonderful opportunity for you to truly get core or a basic understanding of what this list building is all about. When you hear people talk about list building, they're talking about your mailing list. They're talking about not only your mailing list, but they're talking about possible prospects. How do you attract these people to your website? What is the process? How do you utilize social media to do it? And what is the lingo that's used in building your list? And what are the procedures? What are the steps? What are the tools? Well, this List Building 101 ebook that I created really gives you that core information that you need to set the foundation of your understanding about what list building is all about. And, you know, so if you are interested in winning one of the ebook prizes, then please go ahead and press *1 on your cell phone or your regular landline now. If you're listening from your smart devices, go ahead and email us at info@successfulwomanradio.com. Again, info@successfulwomanradio.com. And in the subject line, put List Building 101 prize, and then I will know that you are claiming a prize. Let's go ahead and take our first prize winner. You have the last four of your phone number, 0880-0880. You're live on the air. Give us your name and the city you're calling from. Hi. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try to make sure that my volume is turned up, because I cannot hear you. So I'll make sure that my volume is turned up. I know that my microphone is turned up, but let me just make sure that my volume is turned up so that I can hear you. Okay, so the last four of your phone number, 0880. Give me your name and the city you're calling from.
Hi, this is Angel, and I'm calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Angel, is this your first time listening to the show?
No. It's been a while, though.
Okay. Well, welcome back to Successful Woman Radio, and you have just won your copy of List Building 101, and you will be getting a call after the show to get your email address, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh. Okay, next we have a listener who the last four of your phone number is 4965. You are live on the air. Go ahead and give us your name and the city you're calling from.
Oh, my gosh. Ebony, and I'm calling from Woodstock.
Wonderful. How are you today, Ebony?
I am so excited.
Wonderful. Is this your first time listening to the show?
This is my first time, yes.
Well, welcome. Well, make sure you mark your calendar for every Monday at 12 noon to get your dose of motivation, okay?
Okay.
Wonderful. And you've just won your copy of List Building 101. We'll be calling you after the show to get your email.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Again, if there's anyone else that would like to go after that e-prize for List Building 101, then please go ahead and press star 1. You are really going to enjoy this particular ebook. It has a lot of core foundational information that a lot of people don't even know in reference to how to build a list. It's very simple to read ebook. And you'll learn what list building really means. You'll learn also information on discovering your target market, creating a clear marketing message, creating a website that gets visitors to take action, which is so very important. Also, you'll learn what a compelling offer is, and that's very important in order to attract people to sign up on your website. And you're going to learn a lot about creating a landing page and so much more. So List Building 101 is definitely a valuable piece of material that you will need. And so, again, if you would like to win your copy, go ahead and press star 1. I see that we have another prize winner here. The last four of your phone number is 6241. 6241, caller, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Raquel Maxwell. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Say your first name for me again.
Raquel Maxwell.
Oh, hi, Raquel. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear your voice. You are the winner of List Building 101. Thank you so much. Okay,
this
well,
is
we
not...
have We have... We now have three prize winners of List Building 101, and we have space for two more prize winners. So we're going to give it about 30 more seconds. Let me see if we have anybody online that has already emailed us asking for that prize. Okay? Yes, we do. Tanya E.L. Tanya, we have your name for the prize List Building 101. We've got you down there. So Tanya just won her copy. We have one more e-prize left. And so, again, make sure that you press star 1 now. You've got about 10 seconds left to claim it, going once and twice for those individuals. Okay, it looks like we have one more person, the last prize winner. The last four of your phone number is 7424. Again, 7424. You're live on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Maria. I'm giving you a call from Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Wonderful. Hi, Maria. How are you today?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful. Well, then you are the last prize winner for List Building 101. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wonderful. I want to thank everybody. We have just given out all five of our e-prizes, List Building 101, and I know that you ladies are going to truly enjoy that. Know that we will be giving you a call based on the number that you dialed in with. If the number that you dialed in with is not the number that we should be calling you on, then I want to give you the phone number to give us a call at the Women About Biz office to claim your e-prize. It's 770-934-2109. Again, 770-934-2109. And that is the Women About Biz main office. So you can give us a call if for whatever reason you know we won't be able to reach you on the number you're dialing in with. Otherwise, we're going to call all of you and get your email addresses and get your e-prizes out to you right away. I want to go ahead and delve right into procrastination no more, because I know many of you have your notepads and your pens out to get this information, and it is very important. So what is procrastination, and why is it that we deal with it so much? You know, I'll take care of it later is often a common expression that we as women make. Do you often find yourself saying that? Do you often put off important tasks knowing, you know, that you really need to get them done, but for whatever reason, it's almost sometimes like a force field holding you back? Well, guess what? Mostly everyone on the planet procrastinates at some time or another, but many people procrastinate so often that it stops them from achieving their life and their business goals. So it's important for you to realize that while there are different types of procrastination, I mean, if you were standing at a cliff, you know, and you were about to almost fall over, you know, you would really want to procrastinate at that point, right? You would want to stall yourself. So sometimes procrastination can be good, can be a good thing. Or what about you're driving, but for whatever reason, you're going to procrastinate going a route that you normally go because you have a feeling that you don't want to go on that route. It's not safe. Something about that route that day makes you procrastinate in going on that route. Well, that's a good kind of procrastination, and we can procrastinate for different reasons. So I want to say that all procrastination is not bad. Sometimes you may have some procrastination simply because you have a inner feeling that this is something that you need to hold off on and put on the burner. But then there's another kind of procrastination. Okay, that's the type of procrastination that we all need to rid ourselves of. So in essence, procrastination is the process of delaying or putting off things that you should be doing and usually putting your focus on other things that you enjoy more at the time. For example, have you ever found yourself working on a project and then getting up from it to use the restroom or get a snack, only to find yourself reading a book, cleaning up, or watching TV? And, you know, after about 30 minutes, you ask yourself, wait a minute, how did I get here? And what was I working on in the first place? Well, this can often happen when the task that you were working on was possibly overwhelming and somewhat complex, or maybe you were not focused on how to complete the task, or maybe you will need the help of others to complete it. And so as a result, you run from it. And sometimes the subconscious mind, which controls about 90% of our whole being, sometimes it will cause you, based on what it has a memory of, it will cause you to run and do other things instead of staying focused on the project at hand. So this is the type of procrastinating I'm talking about because it can literally use up a lot of your personal power. And it's something that I believe that is the reason why a lot of our personal power can't be used is because we've been procrastinating for so long on so many things that we just feel overwhelmed, like we just don't even have the energy to even work on a particular passion anymore, okay? So how can a person get a grip on procrastination? What does a woman need to do about it? Well, ladies, the first thing is to get a better understanding of why you procrastinate in the first place, okay? And there can be so many reasons, but here are some common ones. Not having a daily operation system in place to handle your task. Now, I've said it once and I've said it again. For whatever reason, women don't like to be put into systems. But here's what you need to understand. For the most part, Our whole universe, this whole place that we call Earth, is in a planetary system. And inside of that Earth, the way everything functions and works is in a system. The way we were born and the way we have gone to school and the way we have been brought up, all of that is a system, okay? The way your body functions, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, your gallbladder, all those things that help you to breathe and to live and to function is a system. So what makes you think that if we literally exist in a systematic way that everything that you do shouldn't be put into a system as well? Well, guess what? It has to be. So you really have to start with knowing that one of the reasons why a lot of women procrastinate is because they don't have a daily workflow system. They don't have a daily operation system in place to handle all of the tasks to support the vision or the goals that they want to accomplish. Here's another one. Doing too many of the little things instead of delegating them. This is a big thing with women because, as you know, we are worker bees by nature. We love to keep ourselves in that laborer role, right? But the most important thing that you need to understand is that you really, really do need to learn how to delegate more. If you're in business, you need to learn how to hire a virtual assistant. And I've told people this oftentimes, utilizing girls who are in the 11th and 12th grade as personal assistants to help with things or putting up a help needed sign in college activity centers is a perfect way to find young ladies and men who are knowledgeable in computer work and PowerPoint and graphics work, who are willing to work at a lower cost because they're trying to make it in college and they're needing that extra supplemental income. So again, think about this, and you know, and then we have women who are in business that are virtual assistants. So again, you need to be looking at how you can give up some of those tasks and stop focusing so much on those little things and focus much on the larger things. How about feeling overwhelmed? This is really a big thing because it's easy to get overwhelmed, but one of the reasons why you get overwhelmed and you procrastinate, again, is because you're not quite sure how to get the task completed. Another reason is organization skills need improvement. You know, you need to improve your knowledge of how to be organized, okay? Lack of focus and prioritization. You know, maybe you really haven't even thought about how to focus. Maybe you haven't even thought about how important one task is over the other. So lacking that focus and prioritization is a biggie for a lot of women. What about this? Tired and lacking energy. How about that there could possibly be some health issues going on as to why you procrastinate? You know, if you find yourself tired all the time, it could be that you're anemic, okay? It could be that you have, you know, low iron. It could be that you are not exercising enough, so the oxygen flow in your body is not enough to make you, you know, want to have energy and want to do things. So there could be a lot of reasons why you're feeling tired, why you're lacking energy. And so, you know, you may need to go to the doctor. You may need to have some blood tests done. And you may also want to look at your eating habits, because if you're eating a high-carb diet, that is something that zaps your energy real fast if you're eating a lot of carbs. So be careful about that. A lot of people think that carbs give you energy. They do for a temporary time, but if you're eating the wrong kinds of carbs, they will lift you up quickly and then zap you down like you would not believe. And what about this? The fear of being successful. There are a lot of women who procrastinate. They have in their minds what they want to do, but they fear being successful. So it's important to know what your reasons are so you can start working on eliminating them in order to have better focus and better productivity. The first step to healing, the first step to getting doing things better, the first step to being more successful as a woman is to first look in the mirror and examine yourself, evaluate, and know what it is that you need to improve about you, something that you might be contributing to. You first start with yourself, right? Very, very important. And I know as women, it's so easy to lay the blame on everything else but ourselves, but we need to look inward and start looking at what have I done to take away my personal power? Have I caused some of the power to be taken from myself, okay? And this is very, very important. So start by keeping a simple journal using just an inexpensive spiral-bound notebook. Date each new journal entry, which is so important, and then jot down a few notes at the end of each day about your work habit and whether or not you completed the task you set out to do for the day. And you may also want to make a note of whether you were late for meetings, whether you found yourself doing another activity rather than the one that you were supposed to be doing, because the journaling is going to help you to get in touch with yourself both from a subconscious level and a conscious level, okay? The next thing you need to do is make sure that you identify your procrastinating habits, because you do have them. We all procrastinate, but you may not recognize or know what your habits are until you start paying more attention, okay? So how do you do that? Well, it's important to know when you are procrastinating, at which time and what time of the day. And it's also important to know, again, exactly what happens when you procrastinate. Here's some common procrastination signs. Daydreaming, you become sleepy all of a sudden, or you start eating like crazy, okay? Ignoring your daily schedule and working on things that are low priority. What about browsing the internet? This is a big one these days, browsing the internet and not sure of why you're doing it. You're just going from one click to the next. Putting a task in front of yourself to work on and then just literally staring at it at your desk. Or what about your task list has gotten longer and difficult to manage, because you haven't worked on a darn thing. You started out with like 5 or 6 items on a to-do list, and, you know, here you are a few weeks later, and my gosh, you've got more than 100 items on a to-do list, and it's so overwhelming, it's like, forget it. What about working all day on a task that should have taken only a couple of hours? See, these are all signs that, okay, let me just take a look at this. Some procrastination is going on. What about allowing others to interrupt you instead of getting back with them later? So it's time to learn how to, you know, if you're working that 9-to-5 job and you have a task at hand, sometimes you may have to put a sign on your door, send an email to everybody and let them know, hey, between this time and this time, I'm not available. I am working on a very important project that's time sensitive. If you are at home working out of your home office, then you know what to do, right? You need to cut those phone volumes down. You need to put yourself on a timer, and you need to not answer the phone until you have finished with that task at hand. So let's quickly go over eliminating procrastinating habits. Number one, make a commitment to take action no matter what, even when you feel yourself procrastinating. Number two, identify when you have the most energy in the day, because whenever you have the most energy, that's when you should be working on more complex projects. Number three, ladies, you need to create consistency. Procrastinators often need structure and consistency. So after you identify your peak performance hours, block them in your planner and commit to working on that task. Number four, break larger tasks down into mini tasks, because if you're getting overwhelmed, again, remember, it's either that you've got too many smaller tasks that haven't been broken down enough, too many larger tasks that haven't been broken down enough, or you don't know how to do it, and you need to really delegate this to someone that can help you, right? And last but not least is delegation, okay? Delegation, this is often a hard thing to do for many procrastinators because they feel that no one can do it better than them. But this is the perfectionism that can really wreak havoc on your life, okay? Very, very important that you look at that. And a few other things that I think that can help is, you know, review your things to do list and projects daily. I always recommend that you look at your calendar 3 times a day, early morning, mid-afternoon, and early evening. And then take breaks throughout the day. Don't sit in that chair all day long. It is one of the biggest ways to procrastinate. And then, you know, learn to say no, ladies. You've got to learn to say no. Of course, getting rid of procrastination, as with anything, is not always an overnight project. It takes approximately 21 to 30 days to break a habit. So, ladies, you've got to be patient with yourself. But the biggest thing that you can do immediately is make a commitment to get your power back, to reclaim your power by not allowing procrastination to take it from you. We're going to go ahead at this time, now that we've finished talking about procrastination no more, I'm going to go ahead at this time, and I am going to open up again for the prize of 50% off of your entire order with Vistaprint. That has to be one order at one time, but you get 50% off of it, and the offer ends on November 20th, so you have to use it by November 20th. So if you are interested in getting that prize, press *1 now. Again, if you're interested in getting that prize, press *1 now. And I'm waiting to see who has *1. Oh, I see the person. They've got it here. Caller, the last 4 of your phone number is 8219. Caller 8219. You're live on the air. Give me your first and last name and the city that you are calling from.
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to repeat yourself one more time.
Carolyn Wright, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Carolyn, how are you?
I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing just fine. Congratulations. You have just won 50% off of your entire order with Vistaprint, and I will be emailing you an actual code, promo code, that you will be able to use. And we'll get that to you today.
Thank you so much. I was just getting ready to order some cards last night, and I was looking at my design. So this is going to help me. Thank you so much.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you might want to order a couple of other things with 50% off. You know, it's not
okay.
That's a rare offer, so you might want to go back and look at some other stuff as well. Okay,
okay.
Wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful. Well, we have given out all of our e-prizes for the day. I want to thank all of you who have participated. Stay tuned because we're having bigger and bigger prizes. And we're even going to have some electronic prizes come your way for the holiday season in December. So stay tuned for that because I'm very, very excited. One last thing that I want to share with you, and that is I wanted to just give you a read for an excerpt from Chapter 4 of the book, Your Roadmap to Success. John C. Maxwell is probably one of the most prolific writers that I have read of. And in this chapter, he talks about defining your goals. And he says, once you have articulated your purpose, you're ready to identify your goals, your points of reference on your roadmap. They will be activities or accomplishments that you plan to complete to fulfill your purpose, develop your potential, and help others. And he talks about using these guidelines to help you. So I'm going to quickly give these to you, and then I'll end the show. He says you need to have a written goal. He said a goal properly set is halfway reached, and a goal written is set. The process of writing down goals helps you to clarify what you intend to do. Here's number two, personal. A common mistake that people make is to identify something outside their control as a goal. For instance, many people say their goal is to win the lottery, or they say they want their spouse to treat them better, but they have no control over these things. To be legitimate, a goal must be within your power to achieve or accomplish personally. As you write each goal, make sure it passes the test. Very important. Here's number three on defining your goals. Be specific. The key to making a goal obtainable is to make it specific. Think about what would happen if you went into a restaurant and told your waiter, "I'd like food, please," when he took your order. There's no telling what you would get. The same is true when you set a goal. You have to spell it out what you intend to do. And if it's too big, break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. Here's the next thing. A goal must be achievable. Okay, this is number four. Successful people set goals just out of reach, but not out of sight. University of South Carolina professor William Mobley said, one of the most important things about golf is the presence of clear goals. You see the pins, you know the par. It's neither too easy nor unattainable. You know your average score, and there are competitive goals. As you identify your goals, you'll want to identify activities that will require you to work and stretch, but never put them so far out of reach that you can't achieve them. Next is measurable goals. Number five, measurable goals. Goals have value only if they help you improve yourself and develop your potential. That's why they must be measurable. State your goals as objectively as possible so that you will be able to answer. So a goal that says, for example, I want to make money is not really a clear, measurable goal. But if you say, I would like to make $100,000, then you have nailed it. You know exactly what you want. Next, okay, he says that a goal must be time sensitive. This is number five, time sensitive. A goal has to be called a dream with a deadline. That's because without some kind of deadline, most goals never go from dream to reality. As you articulate each goal, write a completion date for it. If you don't, you can get into trouble. And, you know, I just wanted to go over those with you again from the book Your Roadmap for Success by John C. Maxwell, because in order for you to reclaim your personal power, in order for you to do that, you have to know how to set those goals to support your vision and make things happen. Goal setting, I'll say it now and say it again, goal setting is the beginning, it's the foundation for manifestation. Manifestation is happening when you set that goal and then when you create task or to-do items to ignite it. Okay, so don't forget that. I hope that you all have enjoyed the show today. I've enjoyed you being on the show. Congratulations again to our e-prize winners. And I just, you know, I want you to make sure that you share the show with as many women as you can because so many women are needing a positive environment, a positive place with which to come, to listen to positive information, okay? So that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about. I really want to remind all of you to please go ahead and register for the Women's Holiday Extravaganza on Saturday, December 6th. Make sure you register, because we are getting to that number where it's going to be a sellout for the Wise Women's Luncheon portion, and I don't want you to miss that portion, okay? So make sure you register. And again, I want to thank all of you again for being on the show. That's all I have for today. I want you to have a productive and abundant week. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.